Hello everyone, this is another demo to show you how NanoServer scales on different types of hardware. For this demo, we have over 3,400 VMs running in a single NanoServer host. NanoServer can be managed by the graphical management tools, like Hyper-V Manager, for instance, and also NanoServer can be fully managed through PowerShell. So let's switch to PowerShell and see what the management experience looks like. Let's just do a quick connectivity check. The machine is up and running. So let's get some details about this particular machine. So this is a 8-socket system with 20 cores per socket, which totals 160 cores. As far as memory goes, we have 1 terabyte of memory. NanoServer has a very small footprint. So as you can see, we are hosting over 3,400 VMs, and we still have 490 gigabytes of RAM available from a total of 1 terabyte. Not only NanoServer has a very small memory footprint, it also has a small surface area. Just the basic and necessary services are enabled and running. So let's take a look at which services are running in this particular host. So let's look at what we have here. This is the total number of processes running on this particular NanoServer host. And this is the count of all the Hyper-V worker processes. So as you can see, the majority of the processes running on this particular NanoServer host is for Hyper-V virtual machines. So this comes back to show the lower footprint of NanoServer. So finally, let's take a look at all the VMs we have running on this particular host. So let's look at the script we just ran. So first of all, we get a list of all the VMs, and then we count those VMs, following by counting the VMs that are running. And finally, another count to see if there were any VMs on a state different than running. And what we have here is a total of 3,486 VMs. All of them are up and running. So this concludes our demo. Thanks for watching.